Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. From the bottom of my heart is true.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press 1. Now, tonight's show is brought to you by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, tonight. Before I do that, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, who happens to be the CEO of this network, but also the CEO of Raw Links. So make sure you hit the brother up, say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or get you some Raw Links. Now, tonight is a different kind of show, because I will be hosting with me this evening will be none other than my other half, my wife, Mrs. Meadows, who will be joining me in the hot seat to field your questions. So what do you say we go ahead and bring her on right now? Mrs. Meadows.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Of course, of course. I got in as soon as I could. I just had this gig I had to do. I had to make that money.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it, you know, because, you know, time was cutting it close. But tonight, y'all, is the hot seat. Now, I know usually I start the show with a piece, so let me go ahead and do that piece. This piece is titled, My Soul Cares. My soul has taken residence in the form of words I manifest. where my literary art utters thoughts and ideas my ancestors suggest. Also, I can demonstrate the power of their souls in my DNA, where the soulless finally has their say. Especially when the demands of life has the ability to break me down, I intentionally rise up and fight every demonic nature without a frown. As my blood rises within my veins, and I pour oil all over the Roman chains to anoint not the mental shackles, but purify the strength of my beliefs in the presence of my soul-stealing jackals. Remnants of my old self remain, while a portion of the inner beast is left to sustain all the negative consequences of your verbal actions that lead to physical confrontations with the very thing you've become afraid of. That intense look in my eyes you are now aware of that stares deeply into your soul, using words and feelings of emotions your mind can't control, challenging your very existence in a place that no longer requires your presence. What happened to you? What did you do to make the animal in me wake up? Leave my nesting place of hibernation, not even one drink from my coffee cup. Because not any amount of caffeine will keep my inner words' tones from being unseen. You will see my words before you hear them. Because I'm nothing like you or the ideas that flow from your brainstem. So challenge me if you dare. See if my soul cares. And that's that piece from the Mind of Poetic. Mrs. Meadows, I hope you didn't mind that particular poetic piece. I hope the audience didn't mind, but I hope you didn't mind.
No, I didn't mind. It was lovely.
Now, I hope you're ready for, I really hope you're ready for the hot seat. I mean, I don't know what kind of questions we're going to be in for from the family. I just know that, you know, they're going to be asking us some questions. So, are you ready to see who the first artist is to tackle us in the hot seat?
Let's see.
All right. First up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one-half host, A Diva's Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mrs. VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP.
Well, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
Nice to have you on the show. Yeah, good. I love this show already. I love when a couple can come together and tag team. So this is good. So my question is to you, or the both of you, either which one. What is the one thing you found in your mate that no one else had?
I'm gonna defer to my wife to answer that one first.
I would say peace. Peace and the ability to handle me, all of me. Because I could be a lot sometimes. Here's a clip. For the guys.
All right. That's what's going on. That's what's up. All right, Mr. Meadows.
I would say for me, something that I've found is genuine love, right? Because where I have, you know, had people tell me that they love me before, they've been in love with me before, but when it comes to putting action and demonstration in the word itself, they fell short. But she doesn't fall short. Day after day, daily, she continues to show me that love and demonstrate that love that she has for me. So that's what I found.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
So did you bring a piece for us tonight?
Well,
unfortunately,
she,
I can't say piece to do it.
She usually would, but because of, you know, some mm-hmm. stuff, as you can hear, her voice is not fully back yet. Mm-hmm. So we are anxiously awaiting the arrival of her vocals so that she can spit. Because I know she's backed up. I mean, backed up.
I am. Man, I am. Trust me. But thank you so much, y'all. And best of blessings with you with the show.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic. Remember, take your socks off. But... Did you think you was getting out of here so fast? I mean, you managed to beat La Pearl La Negra, so I'm going to send you over to the VIP lounge. You know, we got the bubbly tonight, all the way imported from Venezuela. So make sure that you get you some and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, I will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP on her way to the lounge, you know, so she can get that champagne. And I know y'all wanted to hear peace, but trust me, when she come back, we putting her to work, y'all. When I tell you we putting her to work, oh, man, she might be just a whole feature on the whole show doing all kinds of pieces. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But we're going to keep the party going. What you think?
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. All right, next up on the mic is none other than C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, my brother?
Other than driving, you know the topic. Come back to me. You know how that is.
All right, I'll come back to you.
All right, bro.
All right, we're going to go back to C-Double in a few moments, but let's bring up the other half host of Divas Talk, the one, the only, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hi, Mrs. Meadows. How you doing?
All right.
Oh, man, this right here, I ain't going to ask y'all too hard of a question. I'm surprised that C-Double couldn't get in here. What? I'm not used to it. I'm not.
I know,
good.
Right?
It's all good. Yes,
no,
yes.
We're going back to him. He's not getting up. We're going back to him.
I know that's right. Oh, man, this hot seat thing, I'm going to be gentle with y'all, okay? Because I'm going to bring to y'all something.
You be gentle? Yeah, right.
They go that Aries. Don't stop. Not tonight. Not tonight. Now listen. I don't get a break. I don't get a break, Harry. I don't. It just like we butt here. But I got a friend.
It's not your fault that you. That you happen to be born as a Pisces. It's not your fault. Everybody can't be so fortunate. It's
here you
okay.
go. Here you go. Hey, here you go.
Okay.
You know, I told you. Now, see, you're trying to tap into that inner Leo that I got. I'm not going to let you take me there tonight. I'm trying to focus on my quest. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's get back to your question.
All right. So this question, just like my diva, is posed at both of you. Now, I have a friend, and he's a little younger than me, and I think his views are misogynistic and one-sided. And his thing is, with him being in a relationship, he says it doesn't make a difference what he does. He doesn't have to give up his habits and what he was doing before they got in a relationship. And I'm telling him that you can have the most secure person in your life, but you can do things and keep up certain things that will bring questions about. It's not that they feel insecure, but you can bring about questionable parts in your relationship. How do y'all feel about that?
So what was the question?
Okay, he's keeping screenshots of Instagram models. His woman is, she don't have that little tiny waist and that flat stomach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's built like a regular woman. That stuff you see on Instagram, that shit ain't real. Them women are not real, okay? They got things called filters and surgery, okay? And I keep telling him that. And he was like, it's none of her business, nobody's business what I do with my phone or if I step out the room and all that. Yes, it is. If you're in a relationship, yes, it is. And you're going to make your person start to question everything that you do. So how do y'all feel about that?
Well, yeah, well, for me, you know, if I will voice my concern about that, and let's have a healthy conversation around it. However, mm-hmm. at some point, if it continues to be repeated behavior, then you have to leave them to their vices, you know, because whatever's done in the dark will come out to light. I believe that wholeheartedly. Right. So I refuse to allow my peace to be disturbed after it's something that we've already talked about around that. And when you're in a relationship, whether the person is insecure or secure, there are just certain things that levels around this thing called respect, right?
There you go.
So you have to respect your person enough to realize, okay, hey, this might be a problem. Let me not do this.
Right.
Or let's have a conversation. But that repeated behavior and those are like red flags, keeping screenshots. And for what? You got a
exactly.
woman, you picked her. You picked her. So there was something
you
about
know,
her.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You know what he says? Of course he loves her, but every man likes to see the little tiny waist and the flat stomach. Those are the attractive women. I said, you know what? You're just a damn misogynist. Something wrong with you. Okay, and it wouldn't surprise me if he got somebody else somewhere else. I'm like, dude, that's not it. Okay.
Well, let me let my wife answer. Go ahead.
Well, I would say that you would have to look at what his purpose is behind even being in a relationship, because some people will just to pass time, so they're not really looking for anything long term. But if you're looking for something long term, you can't continue to feed that appetite and having those pictures saved in your phone or whatever, because eventually the mind is going to make you want to go out there to get one of those. So then that's
mm-hmm.
going to raise a whole other problem. So instead of you feeding that appetite going on there to go look at those pictures and save them, you need to be figuring out why you even doing that. Like, and it's disrespecting my person, because I can almost guarantee you if she was doing the same thing, he would have a fit.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And even it don't even have to be her doing the same thing. If a dude was sending her pics, he would have a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I
yeah.
told him. He said, no, it wouldn't bother me because it ain't none of my business. Well, then what kind of relationship are you in? Because I don't
know. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's 23 now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, he might be want to be open, you know, so... You know, maybe that's what he want to do.
How can you want to be open?
Wait a minute.
How can you want to be open, but he says he wants exclusivity and he wants all the love.
No,
he wants
no,
all the pampering and all the things. He wants that husband treatment. But
no,
you want to stay out there like you said.
Open.
You want to be for the street.
No, he open. She in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Single.
Yep, exactly.
That's how it
goes. Okay. Well, thank y'all.
No, you're more than welcome. Thank you for keeping it light. Because we're about
never,
to get
man.
Business. All right, so now that we've got that out of the way, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
All right, this is something I've been tweaking and playing with, and I finally figured out a title for it. Well, somebody else gave me a title. But
right.
This is called...
Mike is yours.
Thank you. This is called Fight for Survival State with me. I manage to stay out of trouble as much as I can, but somehow I always find myself dancing just alongside of it. I guess I just like to push the limits of the theory that man just doesn't know what he's capable of until he's tested. And I've never known what it's like to be in a relationship that's fought for and held together, because I've always been the only one in love. But because my heart is made of cries and smiles, I know my worth. Yet I still stumble around a bit at times in this thing called life, and throughout all the hurt endured, I still try to keep the light of love shining above it all. But when you love, but what? Lord, wait a minute. And my screen is cracked, so I'm trying. Be patient. All right. But when what you love shows up as what left you broken purposely in the past, it starts your fight for survival all over, making you realize that your skin has more room for wounds and scars and how it isn't as thick as you thought it was. See, in my experience, my cries to them of how they hurt me has never been received well. And they then become the moniker of my time and the maestro of the rhythm of my heartbeat. Because there's just something about my inner saboteur that likes to hold on to the feeling of me unraveling. When that happens, then you find yourself on the battlefield between ego and soul. But you also see that the world doesn't care when you're lost, and it will continue to pull at your willingness to help and give. So no, I don't want to tell my story again, but the lines of it can be read between the beats of my heart and right behind the dimmed light in my eyes. I just received enough rejection from this life, and I don't recover well from people in their presence, so I just quietly walk away, and that's their piece.
Okay then. That's what's up. Mrs. Meadows, what do you think about her?
I think it was really dope. I like it.
Thank you.
Look at her. She think it was really dope. She like, she must be hanging around somebody I know.
Don't be hanging around nobody. Don't even do that, okay? Because what people don't know, me and Tanya hosted a show before together. So I like her.
Thank you.
Play nice, children, or both y'all going to get kicked out of the sandbox.
You can't kick us out the sandbox. We built the sandbox. Boom.
Give me some.
Whatever. You forget. I'm tighter with the CEO than any of y'all. Okay, so don't even get me started, Mr. Station Manager.
Try it again. I think you better inbox him and ask him who running in the show. Let's get back to your piece. Now you said something in there that has me thinking. You talked about your skin has more room for more scars, right? And God put in my heart just that quick. God was like, see, even your body is protected before anything reaches your organs. You got all these layers, muscle, tissue, skin. Before anything gets to those organs, I still got it protected. And hearing that piece just got me just like, yo, look at how many scars our skin takes before anything reaches our organs, even when it comes to relationships. Yo, that's tight.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thanks for jogging my poetic mind there. Yeah. See what I did there?
That's what's up. Thank you.
All right. Now, man, look. I got backup tonight. Y'all can mess with me. I got backup tonight, and she don't play.
Can I raise my hand and say something? He's the initiator. He's the shit starter, okay? I'll be minding my own self business.
I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to the stupid security team. I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to the goon squad.
Yes. I forgot about the
cowboys.
I'm coming.
All right. I told him. I got backup tonight.
All right.
Play if you want to.
They're not going to do nothing, okay? They might stick with you, but Miss Lady here, so y'all good.
Now, before I get you over there to the goon squad, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany?
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me hosting. For now, I'm hosting, okay, because my diva is in her healing stage right now, as you heard earlier. But I do have a guest panel of divas that come in there and help me handle the show. It happens to be an amazing show, if I don't say so myself, and it's called Divas Talk. I don't know what the topic is, but I'm going to bring it to you later on. You got up until Tuesday nights. All right. When Monday, Lord have mercy, Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarter, and that's a dope show as well. And that's about it, y'all. All right, fellas, I see you. I'm coming. Oh, they got chat going tonight.
Yeah. Please go over there and tell the Goon Squad, chill out. Tell them to chill out. I got your bubbly over there. Go ahead. You're from Venezuela, get your bubbly. I got plenty of rounds. Come over there. Please pull the curtain, too. Thank you very much.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl, La Negra. You can catch her this coming Monday, King and Queen's Quarters, and again on Wednesday in Divas Talk. Let's go on back to C-Double-34 Music and see if he is ready. C-Double in the house.
Can you hear me clearly? Because I got a new phone.
Oh, yeah, you sound real clear, bro. Real clear, bro.
Okay. The Pearl and Negro has been telling our personal business again. I told her about that. I'm going to have to take her to the back.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to because she, you know. She just puts it all out there. She putting all your business.
I'm going to be like Ice Cube on Friday. Get yourself in.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. C-Double, meet my wife, Mrs. Meadows, the C-Double-34 Music.
Hello. How
yes.
You
I'm doing well. You know I got a couple of questions for the both of you, one for him, one for you.
Here we go with the shenanigans. I can count on my brother to do it. All right. Who you want to ask first?
You.
How'd I know? What's up, bro? What you got?
Yep. My question for you is, what the hell took you so long?
Ooh, that's a good one. There's an answer for that, bro. I have an answer for that. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready? I had to make sure that I was completely. I had to make sure that I was completely healed from all the drama, all the mess that had me in the place where I didn't want to be with anybody. So once I realized that I was completely healed from that space, then it was time.
Okay.
Good question.
Now,
good question.
Now, Miss Carrie, baby, Miss Meadows, here's my question for you.
Okay.
Did Poetic come at you when he proposed and say, the next time I fall in love, the woman will be just like you?
Never. It wouldn't happen. We wouldn't be here right now.
You know what I did there.
I see you, bro.
I like that.
Yeah. Coming back at you. Okay.
Coming back at you. Well, you something else. You were something else. Appreciate the question, brother. Appreciate the questions. Thank you so much, man. And what piece?
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't said this in a long time. What piece you got for us tonight?
I tried to find something that would fit this. I'm going to go with this one. It's called She Still Believes in Me.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. It's been a minute. Actually, it's been years of me being a work in progress. I thought she'd be out of my life, these sudden drastic changes. She wasn't ready for and she was tired of waiting to see her vision she had of me becoming. The man she imagined didn't come out as planned. God's assembly was required. He built me to his specifications. I ran through various updates and stages, last-minute erasures, to grow in his greatness. Excuse me. I'm now someone with standards and the stamina to stand up for myself. No more excuses of having poor examples of manhood. Now she's becoming more amorous and glad she didn't abandon me in the trash heap. The results are clear, and I'm better than all of her dreams. I'm a warrior, protector, her priest, and I'm now a king, molded and modeled in the image of God Almighty, making a point to my sister in Christ, and she's so excited. A true man of ambition presenting stability, loving her unconditionally and willingly. If she would have left, she'd eventually miss out what God was building in me. I'm revealing this incredible reality, and I can see she still believes in me. Amen. Best at peace.
Amen, amen. I like that piece, bro. I love when you talked about you're a warrior, priest, a protector, and now a king. This was a fire piece, bro. I don't think I've heard this one before, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Mrs. Meadows, what did you think about that piece?
I thought he was telling our love story.
See what you did, bro? See what you did, bro? See, you talking about Danielle putting down stuff out there. You come here, you putting her mind and her stuff out.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
Appreciate you, brother. Get on over there, get you some of that bubbly. Lord have mercy.
Wait a minute. You said bubbly. She got all the men over there. How am I going to get to that bubbly?
Oh, dang. That's right. I can distract her.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. I can distract her.
She knows what bubbly I'm talking about, too.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to distract her. I'm going to distract her. The rest is all up to you.
Yeah, I don't want to settle for Wild Irish Rose anymore, Ripple. I'm just saying.
You need that top show.
Yeah, I need that Alice A. and Hennessy or something like that. I don't know. Shoot. Just get me drunk.
All right. It is. All right, my brother. Get you over to that lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, C-34 Music, coming all up in here, babe, telling all our business. telling all of it. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. We're telling our business like that. We're going to keep the party going. You ready for the next artist? You ready for the next one?
Yes.
These questions ain't been too bad, right?
No, not too bad.
Okay, all right. Let's bring in my East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good, bro?
Hello, King and Queen.
What's happening,
bro? Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
I'm just writing my book, Formula.
Okay, bro.
Formula.
Yes.
Hey, man, you got to be careful, man.
I am so happy for y'all.
Sure. Thank you, bro. Make sure the DOC don't come after you, man. You know he got that song called The Formula, bro.
I've been working on this for a long time. It's crazy, you know. But I'm so happy for you all. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you.
The Bible says, "When a man find find a good woman, he finds a good thing. He finds a wife, he finds a good thing."
There you go. Man, that's the word right there. That's the word. Love that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up in church, man. It's crazy. I grew up in church. My mom is a pastor, so
Mama, pastor, you going to
I can't believe you look at my post and say, I can't believe his mother's a pastor. Oh, my goodness.
hey, your mama look at you, she's like, I can't believe that's my child.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. What question you got for us tonight? It's the hot seat. You can
okay.
Ask
me whatever you like. I got two questions. What is your favorite car? favorite ride?
That must be you.
No. Who are you asking that question? To me first or to who?
For both. I had two questions. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if I had to go with my favorite car, I would have to say it would be a BMW 7 Series.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And the queen?
I don't know. I would say probably like the Audi.
Okay.
It gotta be all white.
Now, I just want to know, Miss Carrie, have you been go-go size yet? You've been listening to go-go music before, right?
Yeah. I'm actually a musician, so I've been to several sheds with musicians.
The go-go connection.
Mm-hmm.
yes, okay. Yeah.
And what's your second question,
Go? What does building mean to you?
That's good. So who you want to answer that first?
I guess the ladies first.
For me, building would mean us both being on the same page towards a common goal.
Well, building to me,
hello?
Would be, yeah, can you hear us?
Hello? Oh, no.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
You can hear us, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I got my headset on.
Oh, okay. So what did you not hear? What was the last thing that you heard?
I heard, and now she
hears. I said us on the same page, working towards a common goal.
Okay.
All right, and for me, it would have to start with the foundation,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you can't just start building without having a foundation. So being on the same page, working towards a common goal, that's a part of the building process for me. We got to make sure that foundation is right. You know, C-Double talked about what took me so long. Well, part of that process was making sure that our foundation was built correctly on the terms of our friendship so that we could always have a friendship bond no matter what. So once that was built, then the foundation and everything else started working and coming together, started building towards a common goal and all of that. But building, you can't have anything without the foundation being laid first.
Okay. Okay. I brought a freestyle for you all. You know.
All right. Now we got that out of the way.
I just want to say is, if you ever see a homeless person in front of a store, don't judge nobody. Just buy him a sandwich. You don't have to give me money. Just buy him something to eat or something like that. That's what I did. And judge that man. And this has something to do with my freestyle.
Okay, bro. The mic is yours.
I was him. When you are in the place, you are in this place like you're stranded and you're trying to find your soul and you're looking for a job and you're looking for growth. I seen a man right by 7-Eleven and he was looking at a different direction. I said, like, I seen him in my own reflection. I said, brother, what do you need? Brother, I want you to succeed. I'm not putting judgment. No, this is a type of love that's not reluctant. I borrowed my sandwich because, yes, I saw myself in him. I was him. You see, I was at the Greyhound, and I was calling the phone, and it seems like that going home was postponed. I let it be known. Brother, you could get up and just lift your head up. Brother, you could be strong. I called my lady, calling my woman, let her know that I will get home. But I was him trying to find my way home. I was him. And it felt like trying to go ahead and have faith like a stone, heart like a rock, that I don't flop. Now I'm heading down up to the top. I was him, calling people, letting people know that I am all right, letting the love to ignite. I was in different places. I was in a truck, laying down on a hard surface, but I still fulfill my purpose. I was him because I was in the hospital, do whatever I can to seek shelter. I was him calling my mother, but my mom couldn't help me. So my lady's mother, she helped me. I was him, but brother, you see, I came home. I am home, and you'll find a home, brother. Just smile for me, brother. Just smile once again, just because it seems like you lost. Brother, you might not even had a bath for days, but brother, you can lift your head up, and love is so deep and concrete. Hold your head high. You see, I'm going to go ahead and let you know why, because I'm home. And you'll have a home. Letting my woman know that I'll be there, but I have to let her know that I was him. Let her know that I am safe, but I had to let her know that I was him. I was him. But I don't make no judgments of anybody. I was him. Of course, I'm going back to truck driving. I'm going to survive, and I will not be denied. I just make a different approach. I feel that I have the hope. Never will I ever forget where I came from. When I see him, I see me, but I am free to hold the key. Smile again. Smile again, all in truth, but I'm telling you, brother, you will be able to regroup. I was you. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 kids in, I'm my man, right in drive.
All right. I like that piece. You know, it's always good when you can see someone and help them out and remember when you was in that place and didn't want anyone to judge you, just, you know, help you.
You know,
yeah.
I agree. It's a humbling experience, man, to be in that position. Because it could be any one of us, right? You know, some of us are a paycheck from being homeless. You know what I mean? You know, when I'm out with the kids, you know, I always, you know, let them know. They'll see me give money to homeless, and they say, "Dad, well, why do you do that?" I say, "Because it's not my money; it's God's money." And if I have it to give, and God expects to take care of those in need, you know, so that's a, you know, that's an honorable thing that you did, brother. So, and this was a dope freestyle in honor of that. So appreciate you, brother.
Thank you very much. You know, I saw a brother at the 7-Eleven. I warmed up a sandwich. I was telling my friend, "So you gonna give him a sandwich?" I said, "Yes, I am," because I was in Chicago. You know, wonder how I was gonna get home. So I don't judge that man. He just, you know, he just has a path to go. You know what I mean? And he'll find that path. You know what I'm saying? I get, you know, we never know. And what if that brother becomes successful? And he said, "Hey, I remember you bought me a sandwich. I got plenty of money," you know. And not that I would reach out for his money, but people would be generous because, you know, people passed them by. But was that one person that stopped there and said, hey, brother, here's something to eat. And that one thing, they'll never forget.
Yeah, bro. Okay, bro. Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for, you know, for always representing and coming through, man, and supporting, man. And, hey, man, I got to get you over to
all
the
right,
VIP.
All right, well, hold it, Sauce.
You ready to get over to the VIP lounge, brother?
Thank you.
All right, brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, coming through, doing a freestyle. I was him. Now we're going to go to, man, what a surprise this is. This is none other than your boy, For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. What it do, bro? What it do? Welcome to Let's
what
Talk About
It. What it do? Shout out on both sides. Take your socks off. What's going on, Van Meadows, my bro? What it
What's
do,
good,
Terry?
Bro?
My sister? Mm-hmm.
Hey, For Real.
What's up, darling? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Yeah, I still owe you both something. I'll give it to you later. Y'all know
please
what it
and
is.
Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all know exactly what it is. But it's good to hear both of y'all voices on tonight, though. It's a beautiful thing. I ain't got nothing smart to say. I do have, yeah, I'm saving all that for later, like I said. I'm trying not to go there. I'll just say this. I'll say this on it a little bit. I love love. You know, I love love. But both of y'all got on my nerves last year. And
bro, it was this
I'm
year?
Leave
yeah.
it, that.
It was still this year.
Last year. Was it last year? Is this year?
I'm going to put it.
I'm trying to say it as if it existed in the past. It don't exist now. So maybe I should say this past year. I don't know.
Okay,
but
like that.
On my
I like that. That's good. Let's go with that.
Oh, and when I see y'all both together, I hope it's in public. Okay, but I love you guys, man, and I'm glad. Congratulations on your joining together on this trip called life, you know what I'm saying, on some real serious stuff. I love you both, man. Y'all tickle my funny bone. Y'all let me know that love still exists, that marriage still exists, and all those good things attached to it. You know, y'all give hope to the hopeless in that sense. So congratulations. I love you both, man.
Thank you, bro. We love you too, man. Now,
thank you.
What question you got for us? No, you got something.
Question. Okay. I really don't have a question for you guys. I wish I did. Let me see if I can make up something real quick. Because I really don't. Now I'm noticing that that Kerry also wears a 49ers jersey. Are you a 49er fan, Kerry, or are you just wearing that because that's your husband's team? That's
a good question, bro.
You know, you know God, you know God is real.
How dare you ask that? We 49er fans over here.
Okay, all right. As long as you okay, I feel that you're selling me the real. I'm just saying, you know, God is watching. You ain't got it, you know.
Hey, bro. Don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry. We coming to see them Eagles. We coming.
So,
we coming. That game is circled on the calendar.
So y'all being both 49er fans, y'all get to cry together. Yeah, y'all get to cry together night. We're going to see y'all.
Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. At least we wasn't crying at the Super Bowl. Oh!
Hey. I know because you had to be there in order to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we it's cool. We got 5 rings. It's cool. Y'all would have had y'all second ring, but.
You starting to sound like a Cowboy fan right now. You're starting to sound
Patrick
like a Cowboy
Mahomes,
fan right now.
Patrick Mahomes kind of, showed you that your defense was trash, bro.
I have no comment, but, you know what I'm saying. Your offensive line was like paper thin. We was able to meet and greet your quarterbacks. You know, consecutively.
Hey, and you know what? I already talked to him. He said he can't wait to show you who he is.
Oh yeah,
that's all.
I believe that we'll get to know him quite well up close. We're gonna sign his jersey. Sign your name. We're gonna sign his jersey. Whoever at the quarterback position at the time. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at there. I don't want to bash you guys. I'm just saying our defensive line will be signing your quarterback's jersey with their cleats.
Bro,
I'm sorry, Terry, that it has to happen. I'm sorry, Terry, that it has to happen.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward.
I want to see both of y'all in an Eagles jersey after we beat y'all.
That ain't gonna happen. If y'all sure that y'all gonna dog us,
you're not gonna lose. Everybody's listening to this. Everybody's
listening. And we will be sending you a 49ers jersey to wear for the entire week.
The whole week.
Hey. No, that ain't good. I'm allergic to that.
Oh, you can diss it, but you can't take it? Oh, okay.
I'm allergic.
All right.
Let's end this conversation.
Yeah. Moving on. Now that we gotten that out of the way, what piece you got? What sappy piece you got for us tonight? It's In Love With Love.
You know what? I thought about it, man, because I'm still working on some new pieces. I ain't finished. I ain't going to do none of those. So I'm going to do something that I know that my brothers can dig. And since you paired up now, I can do this for the both of y'all.
My man, Mike.
Thank you. Title of this piece is Kiss of Life. I'm going to dedicate this to you both. We kiss life together, breathing for one another, as if living were a buffet and we were starving. Accompanied by this light hum of enjoyment as we held each other spiritually, oblivious of anything physically, we were in the process of creation. Have you ever felt so in tune to the same vibration with another human being? What are lips but that of doorways to bliss? Each passionate slow motion inhales inside of each other from a non-sexual orifice, two attached to one long, one heart, one pulsating beat, blood pressure flowing through both, waterfalling from head to feet, cascading spiritually, radiating in unison as we ravishly partake in this anointing. mindfully aware of each sensation, never being in this part of the universe before, lost within this galaxy of never before, never before, neither, no more, free from gravity, we levitate above the floor, guided by a single candle's light and the night sky as our roadmap. Love is procured, her and I. Her and I become we. Her and I become we as we kiss life together. We kiss life together. We kiss life together. We kiss life together as we kiss life together. We kiss life together. For real.
Yo, and we kiss life together from coast to coast forever. She and I, me and her, the duo, the tag team, the two of us, locking lips, locking arms, touching and caressing and caressing, because we definitely kiss life together. Hey, man. Hey, that was a dope piece, bro. Dope piece.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. You know I like that piece. You know I love that piece, actually.
That's why I read it.
Yeah. It was almost as sappy as that piece that J-Rob did.
Ooh.
And Lady A was like, it was sap-alicious.
J-Rob ain't here. It's not right. It's not right. J-Rob not even here. Dang it. Sap-alicious.
Sap-alicious.
Yeah. She had to do it, bro. She had to do it. She had to do it.
Yeah. Sending shots. You
know right. But you know that's a five piece, bro. You know I dig that piece, man. Hey, man. We saw some raw links, man.
Man.
Purple
oh, yeah.
Joan. I think Arkran posted it. This Purple Joan that we saw. Hey, man. Talk about the raw links, bro. Talk about it.
Hey, well, raw links. Precious gems, metals, crystals, and even wood, you know, can be procured at Rawlinks at Facebook.com. I believe that piece that he had posted was Dragon's Vein. And it had some strengthening properties to them, some healing properties to them. And, you know, they're custom made, held together by a magnetic clasp, a custom fit for the person in particular. And if you're interested, like I say, reach out to anyone at Epiphany Radio or contact us right here on Facebook at Raw Links. Baby. You know, why be average when you can be raw?
There it is. Now, I know you got to get off to the plantation, but, you know, there's, you know, we got a glass of bubbly from Venezuela over there waiting for you, man. So just go ahead, grab a glass. You know, grab it and take it. Just don't drink and drive. I you know, Epiphany Radio will not sponsor that. So just make sure you get your glass, sit down and drink. Then you can drive.
I got you.
One love, one mic. It's great to hear you, boss man, as always.
As
they like to call you, boss man.
Yeah. Hey, well, all look, right, man, like I said, I love both of you guys. It was good hearing your voices on tonight. Much love, man. Shababy, baby.
Baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, love, y'all.
Bro, ladies and gentlemen, that is our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, doing that piece. We kissed life together.
Mm. Oh, ooh. This is Neck Bone and Macaroni, the poet, Red Hot Hot Dogs. Oh, you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Two drumsticks and a biscuit.
That's right. Listen to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. and press 1 if you're listening in online and you desire to be a part of this show. Otherwise, joining me, I'm your host, Van Meadows, and it was my wife, Carrie Meadows. Carrie Meadows, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling great. How did first hour treat you?
Pretty good.
No,
we didn't get too many hard questions,
right? Nothing crazy. Yeah. I think they're going easy on us. That's what I think. Yeah, I like it too. Because, you know, I don't want to get out of pocket. You know, they
don't want to have to.
Yeah, don't.
And tear the studio.
Yeah, tear it up. I mean, just tear it up. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, y'all, is Epiphany's newest host. Tuesday nights, the last Tuesday of every month, the Cram Sessions. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Paul Cram. What's good, my brother?
What's good, bro? What's good, man? How you doing, Queen? This is Meadows. It's an honor to finally really get to meet you.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm great. Just enjoying the show. These pretty decent questions, and a lot of loving the answers. I'm taking notes as well.
Absolutely. Hey, man, let me congratulate you on your show, bro. Listen, man, I'm going to post some stats behind the scenes a little later, but what a dynamite show, your debut show here on Epiphany, man, and hats go off to you and many kudos. It was a fire show, bro, and I can't wait for this month, man, the last Tuesday of this month, man. I'm excited, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I feel great, man. Like, as soon as the show was over, I rushed to work. My manager was actually there. He was telling me that he was on the line. He was listening. Everything was just great. So just going to try to just keep the momentum going, you know. It's Epiphany, so I gotta stay up there.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you for taking a gauntlet and just running with it, you know, hitting people over the head and everything. Now, what questions do you have for the two of us?
All right. So my question is almost kind of cliche, but I really want to understand it. I've been in, you know, many different relationships, and some of them I can honestly say that I had love for the person, and some of them I can say I was going through a time where it was convenient, you know. But in the relationship that I'm in right now, like, my feelings are different than something that I've ever felt in my entire existence. Like, this woman feels like the poem that I should have written. Like, that's how I feel about her. And I just wanted to know, at what point in your courtship did you know this is it? This is my person. This is who I'm going to be with. This is who God designed for me.
Hey, bro, why you got to come in and start stuff? Why you got to start stuff? Dang. I'm going to let her answer first.
You asking that question, too.
Yeah, you asking both of us. You asking both of us?
Honestly, that's for both of you. That's for both of you.
All right, fine. For her, it's gonna be a short answer, so I'm gonna let her answer first.
I knew when I met you the first time. So let's let you answer.
Okay,
so
you heard her answer, right? She knew when she first met me, right?
Yeah.
You heard her answer. Okay. All right. For me, I knew she was the one. When her presence was no longer in my life.
Sheesh.
Right? It's something to be said about a person's absence when you're so used to them being there, right? The difference is for me, because I had gotten so used to her being there, that the moment that her absence was there, it was a problem for me. And I knew in that moment that she was the one, because I literally would wake up every day, talk to this woman. She was the first person I wanted to talk to, the last person I wanted to talk to, right? So when that wasn't happening anymore, it was like, what am I doing wrong, right? And the beautiful thing about that was, is, you know, I had a deep conversation with God, and I was like, yo, I said, if this is the woman for me, then you will bring her back. And I know that I didn't pick her, but you picked her. Because, see, us as men, we always talk about the hunt. We always talk about the chase and going after that one that we want, or that one that we believe we want, but we haven't checked with God to make sure that she's the one that we're supposed to have.
Mm. That's good, dear.
Mm. So if this is the woman that you want, that you desire, you better make sure that that's the one that God has for you. And that means that you need to spend time with him and listening to him, because most people think that when you pray, it's just you praying to God. No, prayer is a conversation with God. So in your prayer, you have to also be listening for him to respond. So, see, I told you, her answer was going to be short, mine was going to be long.
I understand the answer, though. It's funny because, like, I heard her answer, and it was when she first mentioned it. I'm like, oh, that's dope. And then I listened to you and about how God picked her for you, and it really brings me right back to Brittany, because when I met her, I felt like she was completely out of my league. I felt like she was just too pretty to deal with me and this, that, and the other. But it was just something that I just knew at one point in time, like, I'm going to have an opportunity. I'm going to swallow this fear, and I'm going to shoot my shot. And it took me 4 years. Like, it literally took me 4 years from the moment that I met her at a restaurant we were working at to her being in Iowa, me still in Louisiana, and we just started talking. And I flat out told her, I had a crush on you from this moment. As a grown man, I felt like I was still in high school every time you showed up to work. You know, I picked up extra shifts just so I can see this woman. Like, it was, she made me happy and didn't even know it. So it's like now that I am with her, and she's so supportive of my poetry and the time spent together. We just have fun. Like, our disagreements are even different than my previous relationships. Like, we can have a disagreement about something, and then we'll agree to disagree, and we'll leave it alone. Like, we refuse to go to bed mad, and I've always searched for that. So I'm like, yeah, I feel like this is who I'm supposed to be with, but I need to ask Big Bro. And
That's it.
You're not going to find that again.
He's like,
that's
what it is.
You're going to find that again, bro.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's it. You're not going to find that again. That's you know, once you come to that realization, it's like,
what you waiting on?
What you waiting on, right? So for you, you know, all of the things that you did, you know, your opening was, you know, she was like the poem that you never written.
Mm.
Bro, well, write that poem. Write it. You know what I'm saying? And read it to her. Everything that you just said just now, bro, as skillful as you are poetically, bro, make that thing a whole poem and recite that thing to her, bro.
You right. You definitely right.
For sure. That's what I'm talking about, bro. I love it, man. Thank you for the question, bro. For sure.
After that.
Hey, man, now what fire piece you got for us tonight?
The piece I'm going to do tonight is called All Hail the Queen.
All right. The mic is yours.
Beautiful. Confident. Strong, phenomenal, goddess, independent, perfection. These are just a few words that describe the queens of the universe. The beautiful black woman. The black woman has endured years of heartache and pain along with an emotional recession. She has endured violence, hatred, and things that added to her well-hidden depression, but despite it all, she stands. She stands in the midst of her war-torn world that was more than likely created by a man that she trusted to love and protect her.
She stands in the struggle of raising her kids alone with the pressure on her back to make sure her kids have what other kids have, working two, sometimes three jobs just to have enough to provide some of their wants and all of their needs. She stands. She stands in the face of the seemingly impossible task of deciding whether to buy food or pay bills. But moments like this is when she tilts her crown because she knows the light bill has to be paid, the cable they can live without. And for right now, she can go in the kitchen and get creative with some frozen leg quarters and spaghetti noodles, some cheese, and make it seem like Thanksgiving in the middle of the summertime. She stands. These are the makings of the beautiful black woman. The greatest proof in my mind that God is an artist who decided to just show off in the creation process. Brothers, I ask you to please just look around and marvel at the creation that is the black woman. Take the time out to honor their sacrifices and compliment their beauty, but once you get past her physical attributes and realize that her beauty goes way past skin deep, you will know that her beauty is connected to the very fibers of her soul. Beautiful. Confident, strong, phenomenal, goddess, independent, simply perfection. Just a few words that describe the greatest of God's great creations, the beautiful black woman. In peace.
Yeah, bro. Bro, who the heck comes up with, like, Thanksgiving in the summertime? What?
Bro. Frozen leg quarters and spaghetti noodles.
Frozen leg quarters and spaghetti noodles?
What?
Bro. Right. Like, this is what I got to deal with. And he wants to call me legend on the show. This guy. Bro.
No, I grew up around some strong black women, man. I remember times of, like, I'll be straight up with you. I didn't know growing up that we were considered poor or anything like that. Like, I didn't know that. My mama was a go-getter. So although we had, like, times where, you know, I guess we were supposed to be struggling or upset, she never let me and my sisters know any of that. You know, like, she created meals and gave them names that to this day I'll argue with somebody and be like, nah, man, that's not that. My mama said this was this. And we'll make it today just because that's what I grew up with, you know. So I remember her pulling out the freezer some leg quarters and some noodles and stuff, and it was chicken cacciatore to me. I didn't know we didn't have money. Like, it was beautiful.
Right. At the end of the day, man, that was a million-dollar meal. What you mean?
Yeah.
It was
leg quarters and noodles.
Loved it.
That's good eating. What you talking about?
That's
you telling me
food.
I can get a You telling me I can get a drumstick and a thigh all in one? Sign me up, kid. Sign me up.
Straight up, I get the big piece of chicken. I don't have to fight behind it. Thank you.
Right. And it's going to be fried the way I like it? Man, shoot. I ain't arguing with nobody. Shoot. Think about it.
At all.
I love that piece. That was a good piece.
Bro, before I get you over to the VIP lounge, hey, man, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany.
Well, every last Tuesday on Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network is presenting Cram Sessions with me, your boy, Paul Cram, the poet, and my brother, the legend, Van Meadows, who's definitely helping me out right now, a.k.a. Poetic, until we get for me to learn everything that I'm supposed to. This month, we're going to have Keynote as our special pen. She's the host of Poppy's Poetry Corner. And our study music artist of the month is a very great artist by the name of Buddy Lee 318. He just participated in this music competition in Shreveport, Louisiana, and blew them all away. I can't really put him in a genre, because one of his songs is on a reggae type of style, and the other one is like Zydeco. So this man here is just a talent amongst talent. So tune in the last Tuesday of this month, which will be the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to turn up on a Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. But now we got to get you over to the VIP lounge, get you some of that Venezuelan champagne, that bubbly, and stick around, enjoy the rest of the show.
Smoke.
Hey, man, it's a smoking session over
can
there.
I
session
line up? All
yeah.
right, bet.
All right, my brother. Good to hear you, man. Looking forward to the end of the month, man. I can't wait, man. Can't wait.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Paul Cram. Make sure you catch this brother, man. If you missed his show this past Tuesday night, man, check out the replay in the archives. It was a fire show. Next up, man, Piffany is all over the place tonight, man. We got one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
I'm cool, brother. I'm cool over here at the plantation. You already know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. How's it going?
Say what's up, say what's up to King Atterbury.
How you doing, King?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Meadows?
I'm doing good.
Good. That's what's up. Congratulations on y'all union.
Thank you. Hey, man, thank you for the gift, too, bro.
Listen.
Thank you for the gifts, bro. You ain't only saying one gift.
Listen.
You said two gifts, and the way them things was wrapped, bro.
I'm just going to say.
Man, listen. Appreciate you, bro.
I mean,
hey, my brother, man. So, you know, wanted to do it right.
Yeah, you did it right.
I ain't say this to nobody yet, but you had the best gift.
Oh, thank you. God is good.
Yeah, bro.
Man.
Listen. You ain't working too hard at the plantation, is you?
Oh, I took a 15-minute break, bro. You know what I mean? It's almost checkout time soon.
Got you.
So I had to come back through.
Now, what question you got for us tonight, bro? Because I know you got a question, bro.
My question to both of y'all is, how does the music play in y'all heart when y'all are not around each other?
Hmm. Oh, that's good, wow. Bro. That's good. Who you want to ask first?
I'll start with the missus.
Man, that's something.
That's a good question, bro.
That's a good question.
Paul should have told you I'm Mr. Complex.
Facts.
You know what it's like? Remember the other day when you came in here and the boy was like, he wanted to call your phone to see if the song played when I call you.
Yeah.
It's like that when I'm not around.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting there like, man, let me put our song on. And it just be playing. Or if I hear somebody else listening to it, it'd be like, okay, I could get through this day now.
Okay. For me, man, you know, music is everything for me. So when we're not around each other, we got certain songs, man, that remind us of each other. And I might have to put one of them songs on, man, just to hear it, you know, just because I think about her. Or I'll be listening to something, and I'll send her a song that lets her know that I'm thinking about her.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily the music of the song. It's actually the words of the song. So that's how it is, man. I mean, you know, we're not around each other, man. It's that music, man. It's like this little three to five minute song can say so much that I can't say right now.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's how it should be anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
shout out
up.
To King for coming through with the hardest question of the evening, bro.
Right.
Bro.
<All right.
laughs> I'll be in zones, man. You know that. I mean, so
I do.
I had that in my head for a half an hour. I was like, yo, I hope these bells don't ring. I need to jump back on this line. I stepped outside the building. I was like, yo, go to 15-minute break. I'll be back.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Sometimes that's how you got to do it, man. That's how you got to do it. Hey, man,
yeah,
what piece you got for us tonight?
Hey, man, this piece I threw in the air the other day to you when I, you know, I was just thinking about something, having one of my epiphanies, and I just told myself, like, what if love is a widow?
Ooh.
And that's the piece. Love is a widow.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. What used to be for many years is now broken, looking around. Searching for steady grounds to walk on, no more sounds. Just to hear and feel emotions, hoping to see again. The best company that it once had, meeting its end. Differences between separate agendas hindered. A beautiful union once remembered that was well-centered. Fault lines into the lifestyle that seem amazing. Can't imagine facing the severity of complaining. We all know of a glow through direction of expression. Yet still we learn lessons about care without a question. Challenges are faced with obstacles all the time. Seek what you need to find, giving sight to which is blind. Acknowledge the facts. What love experience is serious. Even my own soul couldn't mirror. This is ridiculous. Thing for sure, you might be in the long haul. No matter problems, big or small, life can be a seesaw. And that's that piece, King.
Yo. Hey, yo, did you say fault lines, F-A-U-L-T?
Yeah, the fault lines. You know, like we have in the equator, the fault lines.
Bro, you know how many crevices that can open up, man, into a life that's happy?
Mm.
Yeah.
Bro, that's like watching a volcano erupt all over your peace.
Yeah.
And now you got to figure out how you're going to stop this crack, how you're going to stop that crack, how you're going to stop that. Bro, that's a deep line right there, bro. That is a deep line. It's a fire piece,
you know,
bro.
Fire.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, that's why I said fault lines into the lifestyle that seem amazing.
Right.
You never know.
And then you said that seems amazing. Not is, but seems. That means what your perception of amazing is, that's not even what's going on, bro.
Right. That's why love is a widow.
Love it.
Love that, bro. That's fire, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Nah, we appreciate you, man. Hey, man, let the folks know what goes down on Monday night.
Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. King Atterbury, along with the Davis, King and Queen's Quarters, 9 p.m. Eastern, come through. This Monday is open mic. So do what you like with open mic.
Open mic?
Open mic.
I got some new ink I've been toying with. Okay. Say less.
Yeah. So everybody come through. Check it out.
We'll definitely come through. We're going to definitely come through. But, man, listen, got to get you over to the VIP lounge, brother. Get you some of that Venezuelan bubbly. You know, the crew is over there hanging out. When you go back there to the VIP, right, when you go back there, you go to the left. Because if you go to the right, I can't promise you what you'll see. They're trying to keep the curtain closed. Danielle's still over there with security. So, but if you go to the left, if you go to the right, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Hey, so good, man. I'll just vibe my way through there. You know what I mean?
All right, my brother.
Good.
One love, one mic, man.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, King Atterbury. One half host of the King and Queen's Quarters on Monday nights right here on Epiphany Radio at 9 p.m. He always got one of the divas, Danielle, Mahogany Soul. Hey, just make sure y'all tune in Monday. You heard him. It's open mic, so you can bring what you like. You heard that, babe? They can bring what they like.
Whatever they like.
All right, let's keep this party going. Next up, we got Epiphany's own one-half host of the Jess J. Gina show, Mr. Jess J. is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, my goodness. What the word been happening here today?
What's good, my brother?
Man, it's just good. It's just good to hear y'all, too, on the air, man. I've been messing around with Epiphany for a minute, man. And this right here is a very, very, very good look. The whole family element, working in real hard. It's good to see y'all too like this.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Say hey, Mrs. Meadows.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mrs. Meadows, how you doing today? You all right?
I am doing good.
I'm here. You sound like you're a natural on this whole air thing, so I don't know what's going to be the deal, but, you know, thus force, hence, you know, whatever they said. Yeah, y'all sound good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. But my wife got something she'd like to say to you, bro.
So you the one.
All
you
right,
the one
let's
I,
go.
You the one I be beating on the pool.
If you go check the numbers, you're holding on by a thread to a loss. To an <animal. laughs> And I know Van taught you better than that, but we ain't going to talk about that right now. Now, Paul, he got a mega L going.
Oh,
he got a capital L going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she beat him bad, too.
It's bad. I don't even know what I'm saying.
No, she beat him bad alone. Not true. That denotes I might be involved in something.
Right.
She just went and checked the skull. Apparently for her year, right?
That's what's up. Hey, man, well, listen, welcome to the hot seat, man. You can ask us whatever you like. The floor is open, you know.
I got a 19-part question.
Not 19.
You know, it's a two-part.
Part question.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now.
Whose
idea was this to do this?
This was my idea.
Yeah, all right. That's part A down. Now, what immediately changed? Like, y'all been knowing each other for a minute. What immediately changed after y'all got married, whether for the good or just for the, keep my eye on that.
Who you want to ask first?
You.
I'm going to talk
Me?
To the lady. Nope, the lady.
Immediately? Sheesh. I don't know that there were really any immediate changes. Yeah, I don't know that there were really any immediate changes. We kind of the same way.
Okay.
There was no extra that the chest stuck out a little bit further, and you were more confident about these.
My name.
I got an immediate change.
Oh.
My zip code.
Oh, well, since the wifey doesn't have one, unless y'all is playing with me tonight.
We already.
But you said immediate change. The zip code was the immediate change.
Immediate change.
My name.
That was
name.
An immediate,
immediate
change. Her name,
name
changed. That's an immediate change.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. It's kind of like fluff, but I will give y'all that. That is an immediate change.
Well,
and that's
bro,
not even immediate change because
question.
You got to go down to the people and file that stuff.
How you going to give us fluff, bro? This is your question. You
want
to ask us for an immediate change, bro.
So y'all stayed exactly the same way y'all was from the point y'all said we're going to do this till after marriage.
It's the same.
You know why it's the same, Jay? You know why it's the same?
I'm interested.
Because we were friends first.
Me and my wife was too. We were friends for like
so all we did
17, 18 years first.
That's a long time.
Dang, babe, I didn't have capacity.
That's a long time, bro. We need to put you on the hot seat and ask you what took you so long.
Bring your wife.
I
know, I have my wife right there.
Jeez.
Keep them on, Mrs. King.
but if you think about it, because the dynamic of our relationship was built off of a friendship, that foundation was laid. So nothing immediately had to change in that area because we had done all of the work to get to a place where we don't have to worry about changing nothing immediate. Now, over time, when we learn the dynamics of living together, of she likes it hot. I mean, she likes it cold. I like it hot. I ain't found a solution for that yet, right? So, those kinds of things, right? But immediate changes,
right.
that's why I say it's those, the zip code, the name change, those are immediate changes that had to happen. Now, the gradual changes over time is the getting used to living together, getting used to the blended family, getting used to raising kids the same way because we come from two different backgrounds in terms of raising kids. You know, those kinds of things are gradual changes that we have to as a continual learning process.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead and give y'all that. But didn't nobody go like, we finally did. I can't believe it happened. But, you know, I ain't going to even go into none of that stuff. I'm going to go ahead and let this answer stay as it is.
Ooh.
Huh? What? Hello? What happened? Hello?
Nobody said that.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying. Okay.
We will put, hey, next let's talk about it. We putting just Jay and his wife in the hot seat. So
absolutely.
Tell your wife to get ready. We bringing y'all on the hot seat.
Man, she don't want to have nothing to do with none of this poetry stuff, bro. Let me tell you like that.
But it's not poetry.
I ain't do one piece.
She ain't do a poetry piece yet.
I'm going to check with her. I'm going to check with her and see what her thoughts is on
do
that.
Yep.
I normally wouldn't do nothing like that because I was like, nah, she ain't about to go ahead and climb off of me about some of this old poetry stuff. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get on that.
Get on that. But I appreciate the question. We appreciate the question, man. That was a different question. Still, King Atterbury had the most complex question. But that was pretty good.
Well, yeah, cheers to his question.
Huh?
What was his question?
Oh no, his was a thought provoking question. His question was, how does music play in our hearts when we're away from each other, kind of deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see?
All right.
That's exactly what we said.
Mm-hmm.
but thank you so much, bro. Now, I can't let you just walk away, bro. I got to hear peace from you. Got to.
Oh, peace. Let me see what I can find here.
Please pull out some of the Shakespearean conundrums that we're so used to by the eloquent one who's so vivaciously ready to speak from his quill.
I don't understand half the words you said to me, but I'm quite sure they can. I feel kindness coming from him, so I'm going to go with that. They were emanating a pleasant, positive vibes.
The mic is yours, bro.
All right, I'll be on Google after I go through the playback. All right.
Okay, bro.
The name of this piece right here, this is one of my first pieces I've ever done. It was up there in the top three or four of pieces I've ever done, and here it is. The name of this piece is called Oh Silly Duck. Oh, silly duck, no more thrills, no more hunting kills, just the lonely chills, depressed under the weight of life's debt, and this is my bill. Oh, the finality of the field, bare and naked, plucked of my quills and frills. Just a down in the muck duck, busted bill, inaudible cluck. My, when I knocked and rocked around the clock, and in a whoosh, I was on the loose like a Nike swoosh. And before first light, I was slipped into the night, and I would stop every knock before making it off of her block, adjacent at a neighbor's spot. I have bowed over many women, got my jollies and mastered folly. In fact, coon lordy, oh lordy, all the busted 40s, all the hapless shorties who adored me for my vision of my image, for mocking of the image for which Jah created me to be. Jah, I mocked your image of wisdom. I mocked your image of justice. I mocked your image of power. And I especially made a mockery of your love. Even when I chose for naught and hurdled your stumbling blocks and lay broken, not knowing you had already picked me up, so foolish I could give it one more good try. Even if this time I should die and my lovers not cry as they lie, as they eulogize I, being he lived till he lied in pieces, me a pleasant afterthought at a card party. Please, I beg you, O Jah, through my foolishness, remember my heart during its purest. When I seen the aftermath of actions and saw with my own eyes why you were so disgusted with my path, so sad, I must have been mad. So now I say, Lily, lay still. Say nothing, for you are my last love and lover. I have traded my lots and buckshots for one slug, one shot, one kill, an order placed long ago and finally fulfilled, a contract inked in flesh, till we rest, till death, no you, no me, and we are blessed to be jealously selfish of each other's caress. You finally have a penis, and I have breast, for we are of one flesh. Our stride is in lockstep in joy and duress. We stood before God, and our offspring witnessed, and he has blessed our nest and taken away our emptiness with interest for our wise invest. Oh, silly duck. Poem.
Now you know. Now you know. You know that's my favorite piece. You know that's my favorite piece.
Oh,
yeah. And it fit too.
I guess
that piece was waiting for this day. This day here.
Yeah. It was future telling what was gonna happen. So
yeah.
Man, I love this piece, man. I'm glad you did it for me. I was actually sitting here reciting the first few lines with you. You couldn't see me, but yeah.
I could feel that's you, though, bro.
Thank you.
And that's one thing that, being a married man, you would have to go ahead and work on your telekinesis and your thought projection. Shall have to be A1 in order to make all this
communicate.
Work.
Let's not leave out communication skills.
What's that?
Psychic skills. Mind reading,
Mm-hmm. Well,
I love it.
One thing I found out as far as my wife goes, as it goes through different stages, man, it was like times would come up where she would start to change, and I was changing. And in the process, we would become out of phase and out of sync with each other. So we have to go back to old school basics. And sometimes you got to bite the bullet and actually start trying to date again in order to go ahead and figure out, like, all right, we all know where we got off track at, but we're going to pick back up where we met at.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's why that foundation is so important.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Without question. Appreciate that, my brother. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Make sure you talk to the wife now. You got two weeks to make it happen.
Sweet. I'm gonna go ahead and holler at her when she stops being mad at me.
All
right, sorry. I ain't gonna ask her about she mad. How about we do this, baby? She said no, man.
Like, when did you ask her, Jay? Was she mad when you asked her? Was she not talking to you?
No,
when you
she
asked?
Was furious.
That's the wrong time
she
to
was
ask
furious
her.
Before me asking.
Hey, man, before we get you over to the VIP, man, let everybody know what you got going on here in Epiphany and abroad.
Oh, this week we have, next week, rather, we have Frequency, a member of the Small House of Poetry. He will be our, he's going to be our interviewee for next week.
Nice.
After Frequency, we're going to have AJ1. So we're going to, man, we are, oh, my goodness. Frequency is was born in Liberia. His family was a part of the people that ended up going back to Africa. Like a lot of folks of hateful nature try to say, go back to Africa. They actually went there. Civil war ended up breaking out there when he was a very, very young man, and they had to be forced back here to the United States. We're going to get off into my man's story, and he's going to get a chance to tell us about this finished product that we have, how we came about to have this. It's a very interesting story, brother. I hope everybody can make it.
Sounds good. And that's next Saturday?
That's next Saturday. Then Sunday, you know, catch up with us over there, Small House of Poetry. You know, Small House of Poetry been partnering with Epiphany. It's been coming out to be a beautiful marriage. Check us out over at Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse Sunday. That's at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, not a 7 Eastern. Then we, on Monday, we have in the morning, the AM Drive. Come by and check us out there. The AM Drive is going to be in syndication soon. We have somebody watching us, but they're being very silent about it, but we're starting to find clues that they are watching us and lining us up. That's at 7 a.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, over there on Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry. Yeah, man, Van, this is very healthy, man. This is very healthy for Epiphany, man, and for folks coming through here to see that, you know, love is still possible. Unfortunately, it seems like love is becoming an endangered species.
Yeah, man. Yeah, everybody want to be putting these contracts out about marriage, contracts about love. Oh, it's just a contract. It's just an equal arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, don't marry. Just take a vow between God first, then you two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's what everybody is getting.
That threefold cord.
Yeah, man. But we're here. You know, we had to do this tonight, you know. I was struggling with a topic to come up with a question. I just said, you know what? Let me just throw me and my wife in the hot seat.
Absolutely.
You know?
You are very brave, Van. You know how these folks can get, especially poets, man. Poets be on some other stuff. Poets are the most screwed up people next to comedians.
Absolutely. Without question. The stuff that goes on in our minds, and we write about it.
Yeah.
I be thinking about David Mott. He always say, Mr. Metaphor, he always say, y'all just, poets are just emotional. Yeah, you fit right in that category. You wake up every day.
So he try to hide it by saying, what's that phrase he be using? He a creative writer or something like that.
I'm just a creative writer. Man, get out of here with that. But all right, my brother, let's get you over to the VIP lounge, get you some bubbly. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love.
Hey,
one
y'all
mic.
Take care. Nice to meet you, Kerry. Van, keep on doing what you're doing, brother. Great example, man.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
All right, now.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Jess J. You can catch him and Gina Storm next Saturday opposite this show. The Jess J and Gina show. Make sure you tune in. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Man, this has been a great show, but before we let my baby say a few words, let me go over the rundown. Join us Sunday night. I'm sorry. What happened, honey? Oh, join us Sunday night for the Inspiration Factor with your hosts, Paul Sampson and Alonzo, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday night, we got King and Queen's Quarters with your hosts, King Atterbury and La Perla Negra. Tuesday night, we got Mojave, a.k.a. Iron Man, and one of his great shows, You know how Mojave do. It could be honey drippers. It could be hidden. It could be fly speak, but I believe it's fly speak. So make sure you tune in. Wednesday night, we got Divas Talk with La Pearl, La Negra, and the Divas. Thursday night, we should have the Get Down back with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. It's also football opening day on Thursday. Woo, yeah. And then Friday night, y'all, Friday night will be in the Juke Joint with Mahogany Soul. And then next Saturday, Jess J and Gina show. So make sure you tune in. Epiphany's got everything you need when you need that poetry fix Sunday to Saturday. Just come on through and just pick a show. Come to all of them. We don't mind. Baby, did you enjoy tonight?
I did. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for choosing to be here. You know, because you could have been anywhere else, but you,
I mean,
you.
Rushed home.
Rushed home from your event to be here.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you for it. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. You got anything to say to the people?
I just would like to say thank y'all for having me. I enjoyed myself. Y'all didn't have too much crazy questions. So, word on the street, y'all think that we should keep the show. I think that if we do it again, we're going to ask them some questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we can't tell them we're going to ask them questions because then they might not show up. We got to get them here first and then ask them questions.
Okay.
Wink, wink. Thank y'all so much. You know, let me first say that we thank y'all for coming out, hanging out with us for 2 hours and really enjoying yourself, the poetry, the music, but more so this show is called Let's Talk About It for a Reason. If we can't have these healthy conversations around relationships, then where else would you have them? And this is where we just do date night a little differently. So if we do this kind of show again, we probably will. We'll figure out what day of the week we want to do it on, and it'll just be a complete talk forum. You know, marriage subjects and all those kind of things. We won't exclude y'all single people out. We're not going to do that. But we want to let you know that without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. You are heard around the world when you come to Epiphany Radio, around the globe. So come, be heard. Let people know you. We're more than poets. We are people, too. So with that being said, one love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off.
Baby.
Peace.